Kapag sinusuri ang sistema sa kalusugan ng isang tao sa Australia, kailangang maunawaan kung ano ang sinasabi ng doktor at tandaan ang lahat ng impormasyong ibinibigay nila para hindi kayo malito kahit na lumaki kayo sa Australia. At kung bago kayo sa bansa, lalo itong mahirap. Pero may magagamit na paraan online na tinawag na My Health Record na maaaring magpagaan sa inyong buhay. Sa ating wika, tunghayan natin ang ulat ni Audrey Bourget. Nakarating na tayong lahat dito ang pagbalik sa ating doktor habang sinusubukang tandaan ang lahat ng kanyang mga sinabi o ang pagtungo sa isang appointment habang naghihirap ipaliwanag sa isang espesyalista kung ano ang sinabi ng ating doktor. Ang My Health Record ay itinayo upang makatulong sa mga ganitong okasyon. Ito ay kabuuan online ng impormasyon tungkol sa inyong kalusugan. Ipinaliwanag ni Dr. Monica Trujillo mula sa Australian Digital Health Agency na kailangang makatanggap ng inyong record sa lahat ng pagkakataon.
This is almost like a safety net where all the information is in there and you can actually go afterwards and have a look at it. We know that when you go and see your GP, when you go and see a doctor, it's quite daunting. And so you only take about 30% of the information in your head with you. So having access to information is quite empowering for consumers.
Ia-upload ng mga doktor ang kabuuang tala ng inyong kalusugan, mga kaganapan at kopya ng reseta sa inyong record, samantalang maaari ninyong palitan ang inyong impormasyon at gumawa ng mga tala. Upang magamit ang My Health Record, kailangan ninyo ng inyong Medicare card at pagkatapos ay magparehistro.
So there's different ways to register. You can go online. There's a My Health Record website which you can go and register. There's also by phone. Or there's also an assisted registration module with your local GP. So if you have a local GP that is well known to you, you can actually do an assisted registration process with them.
Maaari kayong magsimula ng inyong primadong record upang makapagdesisyon kayo kung sinong doktor ang maaaring makakita ng inyong mga dokumento at kung ano dito ang maaari nilang makita. Maaari kayong tumanggap ng tawag kapag may isang tao ang tumitingin sa inyong impormasyon. Isa pang bahagi nito ay maaari kayong magnomina ng mga tao kagaya ng miyembro ng inyong pamilya upang makakita sa inyong record.
I am a migrant myself. My parents are Spanish speaking, so they can put me as a carer, and after the visit to their GP or to anywhere, we can talk through the documents together. So any consumer can access and edit their information, but they can also nominate who they want to have as accessing that information so that it is, you know, a community of care.
Maaari ding irehistro ng mga magulang ang kanilang mga anak para lahat ng impormasyon sa kalusugan ay nasa isang lugar.
For example, for me, I got access to my record and my two children, and so in there is information about the immunizations, which always when you're moving from place to place, and as I said, being a migrant myself, you always lose that information. It's so difficult, and having that in there, it's so important because you can access it, you can have controls over it, and you can actually access all the information regardless of where you are, where you moved, or where you come from, or where you're going to.
Si Sue Elderton ang National Policy Manager sa Carers Australia. Naniniwala siya na lahat ng My Health Record ay isang malaking tulong para sa mga bagong Australiano.
For people coming to Australia, especially if English isn't their first language and they're struggling with it, really the magic of a digital health record is it's there and it's available to the health professionals you deal with, whether they're general practitioners or specialists or in hospitals, or I think allied health workers as well. So you don't have to remember all the details. You don't have to remember all the complicated medical terms because that information can be accessed by those professionals on the spot.
Dahil siya at ang kanyang pamilya ay gumagamit ng My Health Record, siya ay lubos na nagpapasalamat sa sistema sa panahon ng emerhensiya.
In the case of my son, he's an epileptic. He's had epilepsy for a very long time. After a seizure, it's very difficult for you to remember anything. So again, you know, if you're being attended on by medical people, ambulance people alike, it's very difficult for you to describe to them what's happened to you, let alone some of the other information that's required once you get into hospital.
Sa ganitong sitwasyon, ang level ng stress ay mataas, pero kailangang matandaan ninyo ang maraming detalya.
What level of medication are you on? What is it? When did you last have a major seizure like this? What were your injuries, if you had injuries? And similarly, you know, I've been with him in those situations where as his carer, I'm panicking on his behalf and I lose my capacity to remember all the details that I could offer up if he can't do that. And I don't have to if the health record's there.
Sa mga ganitong kaso naman na kung saan ang mga tagapag-alaga ay nagsasalita para sa taong inaalagaan nila, ang pagkakaroon ng digital record ng kanilang kalusugan ay mahalaga.
It's very hard for people to remember all the details of their own health, recent tests, what prescriptions they're on, injuries, all that sort of thing. Let alone if you're doing that on behalf of another person as a carer would.
Nangangahulugan din ito na kung wala ang tagapag-alaga at may ibang tao ang pumalit, lahat ng impormasyon ay naroroon upang tumanggap ang tao ng kailangang alaga ng mabilisan. Upang makapagrehistro sa My Health Record, magtungo sa website na myhealthrecord.gov.au at maaari din kayong tumawag sa teleponong 1-800-723-471. Ulitin ko, 1-800-723-471 o kausapin ang inyong GP.
Ito ang Radyo SBS sa wikang Filipino.